May the comforting protection of our Lord keep us all in his deepest peace. I'm beginning to feel that this not knowing when or where or what is next is indeed a suffering, a test of trust in the Lord. Lord, please speak to us. Jesus began, "It is my pleasure, dear ones. I have carried you in my heart with greater solicitude in these recent days as transitions are whirling around you, and even ones that you have no earthly knowledge of. I am showering you with extra graces of peace and rest to counteract the melee and storm-tossed waters of these times. Still, you must know I am in control. Nothing happens by accident. Everything must be approved, even those things that you cannot imagine that I would approve. Your government is going through a major transformation, and nothing like that ever happens without a struggle. Your enemies are watching with great interest to see where a vulnerable spot may be. But I assure you, the good that has been set in motion by President Trump will not be dismembered, though it may appear so on the surface or through the media. This is only a facade so that the work can go forward in relative peace. When all has been put in place, then it shall become apparent and public. In the meantime, he needs your prayers and support, so please pray for your borders as well as the heartland of your country. Pray against forced vaccinations. Pray for his safety and that he would continue to seek me in great trust that I can do the impossible. Cast your cares upon me, for I care for you. Rest in the knowledge that I am providing for you every day, and that means protection as well. Pray for the unsaved, because times will come when they need to be brought into the harvest. As people begin to wake up, they will see answers from those who have been telling them that I am doing something new in this land. And please do not busy yourself with the world. Stay in prayer and adoration as much as you possibly can. The enemy would sabotage your prayer time if you let him, because your prayers are so needed right now for your country. Well, last night I became familiar with a prophecy from the grandson of Dmitry Dudeman, a solid prophet from Eastern Europe. His grandson lives in Minnesota now and I believe has a ministry. His name is Michael Boldea. He was given a troubling dream on October the 15th, 2004. Now, this is before President Trump was elected. I dreamt I was walking through a sparsely wooded forest and suddenly my attention was drawn to an eagle flying high above the tree line. It was a beautiful sight to behold as the eagle rode the thermals, flying in slow, lazy arcs across the blue sky. I began to quicken my pace and keep up with the eagle's flight, all the while keeping an eye on it, noticing that it was slowly descending toward the earth. I followed it for a long time, its descent not being sudden but very gradual. Finally, I came upon a small clearing where there were no trees, just some bushes on the edges of the green grass. The eagle landed in the clearing and began to look around, not seeming to notice me, as I began to wonder what the relevance of this was. A man dressed in white, hands clasped in front of him, appeared beside me and said, "Be patient. In due time, you will see the purpose." I was silent as I watched the eagle and was beginning to grow somewhat impatient when suddenly it seemed out of nowhere a brown snake lunged at the eagle and bit down on its left wing. The snake strike was very quick and very precise. The eagle reacted without delay, clawing and pecking at the snake, cutting deep wounds into its underbelly, trying to defend itself and ward off the serpent. Just as it seemed the eagle was winning the battle and the serpent was retreating, another serpent appeared, red and black diagonal stripes covering its body, without hesitation struck out at the eagle's right wing, biting down and refusing to release. After a momentary tug of war, the serpent tore off flesh and feathers, leaving a large wound on the eagle's right wing. The second bite was much worse than the first, and for an instant the eagle was stunned. Then a serpent much larger than the previous two, made up of many colors, slithered toward the eagle, opened its jaws, and lunged, taking the whole of the eagle's head into its mouth before biting down. Wow. The serpents retreated, and the men who had been standing beside me walked to the eagle, knelt down, and picked it up, and held it in his cupped hands. The look of grief on his face was beyond any I've seen in my life. Just seeing the look on the man's face broke your heart. The man continued to look down at the eagle, and with a pained voice said, "The true tragedy is that at any moment it could have sought the safety of the above. It could have soared toward the heavens and would have found its protection. This has been revealed to you that you may know the first bite has been. The second is yet to come, and the third will be its destruction." I watched for a long time as the man held the eagle in the palms of his hand, the pained expression never leaving his features. I was too stunned to speak or ask any questions, what I had seen having seemed so real. The feeling followed me into my waking hours as well, and each time I closed my eyes, I saw this entire scene play before my eyes throughout the day. One thing that I feel I needed to share with you is that the second bite seemed to come from an unexpected place. Although I have my own opinion concerning this, I choose to keep it to myself, because expounding on personal opinion is a dangerous thing when it comes to things that God reveals. And that's the end. I have sought the Holy Spirit's guidance on this dream, and I believe the eagle represents our nation, and the snake's color may be the color of the flags of other nations who are hostile to us. If that were true, the brown flag belongs to Vatican City's military division. But also, one of the flags of Mexico has a brown eagle with a snake in its mouth. And strangely, when the Lord first told me that the Antichrist was with us, he was on a ship going to Mexico with Hillary Clinton. It was in a dream. And later, by at least a decade, Obama emerged with Hillary in a very crucial role, and I recognized him. In any case, the brown snake has already struck the left wing. Could that be the damage that Obama has done in the 8 years of his administration? It would seem that way. Concerning the red and black striped snake, the only red and black flag I could find appears divided on an angle, red from black, and it represents the anarchy, communism, and socialism movements. Interestingly, it delivered a decisive blow to the right wing of the eagle. Could that mean the political right wing? It makes sense that it would be unexpected, because it comes from the people inside the party who were traitors. Also, those Americans who were hired by the socialist anarchists to cause division and havoc at demonstrations really have no idea what they're standing for, the repercussions of what they're standing for. They're really just there for the money. And speaking of the multicolored, much bigger snake, makes me think of the United Nations that is represented by each of the member nations' flags. Jesus, when this prophecy was given, President Trump was not in charge. Rather, the deep state was. But he has sought your will and heart, and I believe done his very best to do what is right and good in spite of all the attempts to assassinate him. That's why I cannot imagine that you would allow three snakes to kill America, since he has and still is seeking you in the heavens above. And this was the very thing that the angel was lamenting. If only the eagle had sought the help that comes from above. I believe that Donald has done that. Jesus continued, because Donald turned to me, because of the prayers being offered daily by those who are awake and seriously praying, things will be mitigated. Now, mitigated means to make less severe, less intense or harsh and painful. He continued, much talk and planning has gone into these plots, but when Donald took over the country, he sought me immediately, and in so doing, did much to change the destiny of this nation. What I am calling you to now is extensive prayer and intercession for your president, your true president. Things are not what they seem on the surface. There is so much going on in the background. But a certain amount of normality and appearances is necessary to keep the nation in a stable condition. The large multicolored snake represents the global nations band together to put an end to your country. As long as your president stays in the air above the ground, in other words, as long as he uses the strategies I give him and does not descend to battles on the ground, he will have a victory, but not without casualties. Oh, Claire, this is indeed a treacherous time. Do put your heart into prayers for him. Offer what you can, my dear one. And to all my brides, I ask you to bear with me while I purge the evil from this nation and back up your leaders as never before. It is your prayers right now, along with your fast offerings and sacrifices, that will determine the outcome of this nation. If you are weary and well-doing in prayer, I understand. But you have only to ask me for a fresh anointing and passion in your heart, and I will respond. We are doing this together, and you are all getting a lesson in how a government on this earth is run. But there will be a day when the government is placed upon my shoulders.